Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Tonight, in a special report RTE investigates will reveal what it was like to come face to face with the people posting sex for rent ads in Ireland, showing how some landlords are seeking sex from often vulnerable prospective tenants in exchange for reduced rent or free accommodation. Now, some of the content in this discussion may not be suitable for younger listeners. In the following clip, you'll hear the RTE researcher speaking to a landlord in the first ever phone call.
Will you send me a picture so I know what you look like?
Hey, yeah, I'm a bit shy because never...
Oh, yeah, I know. Like, yeah, me too. Before, but,
I see, I've sent some things just so I have an idea, okay? It's just my friends
cool.
Don't know I'm doing that. I don't know, I just, yeah.
Why not? Just pretend you're me. Okay. Cool, sounds good, yeah. Okay, I'll talk to you tomorrow after.
Okay, thank you, bye.
Okay, sweetie, bye night.
Now you can watch RTE Investigates Sex for Rent, that report, that documentary, tonight at 9:35 p.m. on primetime on RTE One and on RTE Player. Joining me now to discuss this is Anne Murphy, who's a senior news reporter with the Irish Examiner, and also Cian O'Callaghan of the Social Democrats. You're both very welcome to the programme. Anne Murphy, your reports in the Irish Examiner, your investigations in 2021 uncovered online ads offering properties in return for sexual favours in Limerick and in Dublin. Isn't that right? I mean, you led the way on this in your writing. What is, you might explain to people, what is a sex for rent arrangement, first of all?
Thanks, Cormac, for having us on. And it's great to see extra pressure being put on now as well from other media outlets on this. Basically, sex for rent arrangements are targeted at primarily young women, but also there have been occasions where they've been targeted at men as well. Typically, they're targeted at immigrants into the country who may not, be... have a backup and know where they could actually find somewhere to stay. So they're typically online and they're typically offering free accommodation. And they tell you that there's either a special arrangement or we could come to an agreement about how rent is to be paid. And some of them are more explicit than that. They actually do ask for sexual favours in return for free or reduced rent.
How common is it, Anne?
It's more common than people would think. Ruth Coppinger raised this first in September 2019 in the Dáil when she had been approached by a constituent of hers in relation to an offer that she had been made when that tenant was unable to pay the rent increase and she had been offered a sex for rent arrangement. Then when I was working with the Echo newspaper in Cork in January 2020, I did an investigation there and found a number of advertisements, and particularly in the Cork area. And in that one, there was sex being requested from the prospective tenant twice a week. And then when I moved to the Examiner, I carried out an investigation from December 2021, and you regularly find these adverts targeted at people on classified websites. But in other cases, people put up a post on a Facebook group or on a classified website looking for somewhere to stay, and people then come forward and suggest this kind of arrangement to people. Okay. So it's not always as simple as an advert being placed. Sometimes people are approached with this offer.
Okay. And you went undercover, didn't you, was it the Examiner you went undercover with?
Yes.
And was it by phone that you had contact with these landlords, if that's what we can call them, or were you face to face? I imagine it was quite scary, even if you were working professionally, looking for that story.
Yeah, like it is a daunting prospect, but I suppose when I started doing this, I responded to advertisements that were being placed on a number of different advertising websites. And as the conversations evolved during my interchanges with these people, some of them were requesting photographs of me, and the conversation would not go any further if I didn't supply a photograph. In one case, the offer was laid on the table, but the person wanted to audition me, as he put it. So that the location of that property was in Newcastle West in Limerick, and we made arrangements for me to travel to Newcastle West. And I was accompanied on this by a photographer who wasn't there to take photographs, but was there as a backup for me. And he stayed some distance away from the house, but had the situation under review at all times. So I did feel safe. But the primary objective with me was to prove that this was the case. I didn't go into the house, and any effort that he made for me to come in and see the property, and as he said, audition for the room. As he put it, that was his way of, covering that it was a sexual arrangement. I made my excuses and left.
It's stomach churning, isn't it? I mean, can I ask you, did he try and get you into the house?
Oh, yes, he asked me several times. And I told him on a number of occasions that I didn't feel comfortable with this prospect, that I was really desperate, that I was going to be working in Limerick City, and that I wasn't 100% certain that Newcastle West was the best location for me anyway, because it would have been quite a distance for me to get in and out every day. But he was quite persistent to the degree that the following morning when I woke up, I actually had a message from him again, saying that, you know, he would like to have had fun with me, as he put it, the previous evening, but I haven't, I didn't respond to that. And then he just didn't follow it up. But he had told me on that visit that he was auditioning other people for the room, and that was how he was going to choose the lucky tenant, basically.
It's sick, yes. Absolutely sickening. And, you know, stay with me, Anne Murphy, if you don't mind, senior news reporter for the Irish Examiner. You'll get more stories like that in the RTÉ Investigates Sex for Rent report tonight as well. Kian O'Callaghan of the Social Democrats is listening to all of this, and I'm sure you've come across stories like this before, Kian. It is absolutely stomach churning. Where are we in terms of legislation for all of this?
Yeah, well, when this when Anne did her work exposing this about 18 months ago, myself and other opposition politicians, we raised this with the government, and they were quite quick to say that they would act on this, that they would bring forward legislation, because there isn't a specific criminal offence that covers this. Now, there are different forms of legislation that it could fall under, but there's a fair bit of ambiguity there. So I think we need to have a specific criminal offence. The government said that they would do that. They would bring forward their legislation. They didn't. I brought forward a bill to try and highlight it and I suppose put them under pressure.
You did that a year ago, Cian.
Yeah, over a year ago.
Over a year ago. It does what it says in the tin. The ban on sex for rent bill 2022. Well, I mean, what happened to that?
Well, that went to the Justice Committee, and there's a government majority on that, and they decided not to progress that. And that's fine if the government were going to bring forward their own legislation. I always said that I was happy for them to, amend my bill and work me on it, or bring forward their own legislation. So they have been promising that, but it hasn't happened. And the bill I brought forward sought to do two things: make it a specific criminal offence for someone, a homeowner trying to make demands in terms of sex in lieu of rent, but also then an offence for any online platforms hosting ads as well. I think both elements of that are important.
Look, you're willing to secede on that, I'm sure. And the Department of Justice, the government, are saying that they are committed to examining this issue, the sex for rent issue, following finalisation of a review of prostitution laws, they say. But all the while, as Anne Murphy has pointed out, as RTÉ Investigates point out tonight, really vulnerable people, and especially women, are being asked to audition. It's so sickening for sex for rent arrangements. I mean, where is the urgency in all of this?
No, exactly. And the situation for renters and vulnerable renters, unfortunately, the last 18 months has gotten worse. And I mean, one of the really sickening things about, some of these ads, they particularly have targeted migrant women. Some of them have targeted women fleeing war and the trauma of war in the Ukraine. And, that level of, power imbalance and abuse. And as you can hear from what Anne was saying as well, this kind of persistence as well. And bearing in mind, some people who would be looking for someone to rent, if they're away from family and friends in the country they come from, don't have a network here, could really be, their confidence could be at a low point in terms of if they've lost somewhere else to live. They could be really worried and really stressed. Mm. So someone trying to put them under pressure in a situation in this manner really you know, needs to be, I think we need to have a very strong legislative response to that. But look, also, look, I don't suggest for a second that legislation alone is enough. There does need to be better support for renters. And there does, obviously, we need to actually get a better situation for renters so that there's less pressure in these sorts of situations in the first place.
Yeah. Can I ask you finally, Anne Murphy, how traumatised the victims were? Because you spoke with victims who were subject to Sex for Rent. I mean, it must have been a traumatic experience for them.
Yes. One victim who I've spoken a lot with over the last 18 months actually told me in the last few months that she had to go for counselling after it. She had been approached a number of occasions when she was desperately seeking somewhere to live. She had come from Italy and she had thought in her own mind when she was making plans to come here that she was coming to a country where she would be safe or feel safe, and instead she described the experience that she had when trying to find somewhere in Dublin, like falling into a dangerous hell. That's how she described the rental market in Dublin at the time. And there was another incident in Waterford where a woman who had made an arrangement and paid what she believed was a deposit and her month's rent in advance up front to a landlord on the afternoon that she was moving her her property into the house. Mm-hmm. The landlord turned around and requested a sex for rent operation from or a sex for rent proposition was made to her, and she obviously fled the apartment on that occasion because she was terrified. She got her boyfriend to help her move out, but the following day she was actually at work and she saw this man arrive into her workplace looking for her. So she was traumatised after that incident as well.
Well, look, it is absolutely a shocking indictment of where we're at in terms of the rental market and in terms of this area and legislation. We'll leave it there for the moment. Anne Murphy of the Irish Examiner, thank you very much indeed. Ciarán O'Callaghan of the Social Democrats, Míle Buíoch Slath. The RTÉ Investigate Sex for Rent programme is on tonight at 9:35 on RTÉ One and RTÉ Player.